everybody, and welcome back to Chester's Book Club, starring Chester and Mummy.
No.
Mummy and Red Crayon Snuggly.
Oh, welcome to the show, Red Crayon. What's your favourite thing to draw or colour in?
I don't know.
You don't know? What are red things? Cherries? Balls? Christmas things? Yep. Right, well, I think I might know why you picked red crayon.
You called me Rubble.
What?
You called me Rubble then.
Did I? Oh, sorry. Sorry, red crayon. I think I know why red crayon is in the show today, because what book are we reading?
The Crayons Love
Our
Planet.
Yes, by Drew Daywall and Oliver Jeffers. And this is a special request. Who requested this one?
My nanny.
Your nanny. She actually bought the book for us. So thank you very much, nanny. We love the crayon book. So we were very excited to see that there's a new one. Well, let's get into it. Our planet has blue oceans. Those were extra hard to colour in, blue crayon saying. Our planet has green trees. Yay, trees. I did those. It's green crayon. And wait, I did the wheat. That's the beige crayon. He did some wheat in the drawing. Our planet has white ice caps and wheat, says beige crayon. There's no wheat up on the ice caps, beige. White crayon, who you can hardly see, is standing on the top of...
You can only see it's an eye and eye. A black mouth. The word white, a little line there. And two black legs.
Yep.
Can't see the outline.
You can't see anything else because it's a white crayon. Our planet has brown soil. It's under everything, you know, brown crayon says. See that wheat growing from the mud? I did that. Beige crayon has drawn more wheat on the page. Our planet has fruit. My favourite fruits are apples, strawberries and cherries. That's what red crayon's saying. Are they your favourite fruits, red crayon? Yes. Yellow. I love bananas. Don't forget oranges. And wheat. Wheat is definitely fruit. No, it's not. Purple crayon says.
Grapes are
purple. Our planet has animals. Check out this lion and cheetah. That's a gold crayon. I don't think we've seen gold crayon before.
No.
Don't forget wheat. I'm pretty sure wheat is an animal. Definitely not an animal. Yeah, no, says purple. Our planet has rivers. Those are mine too, says blue crayon. Wheat likes to swim and go canoeing in rivers. What on earth?
No, that's called beige.
Yeah, beige is saying wheat likes to swim and go canoeing in rivers. And purple crayon is hitting his head saying, what on earth? And the big beautiful sky needs more wheat. It's beige crayon again. Our planet has all of us too, in many shapes, colours and sizes. All the crayons are holding hands. And it's our job to keep the planet safe, says beige crayon. And now purple crayon is carrying the wheat. You got that right. The end. Oh, that was a really quick book. Did you like that one, red crayon?
Yes.
How does it feel to be featured in a book? What's it like to be a character in a book?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? Good. Do you like all the other crayons?
Yes.
Is there a colour you don't like? No? Who's your best friend? What's your best colour crayon friend? You don't know. All right. Red crayon's not very talkative today. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you have a book you'd like us to request, you can email us at chestersbookclub@gmail.com. We have lots of requests. We love getting your emails and we'll try and get through as many books as we can. Well, thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye.